bord de la réveilleur Saint-Charles. Boisé sur le slide, la musique zag.
Si ça nous tue, pourquoi on recommence?
Écoute locale avec Cheese 94.3.
À la recherche de recommandations de séries, de films, de jeux vidéo et de tout ce qui touche le divertissement, rejoignez Anthony et moi-même qui ferons des critiques et des recommandations en plus de capsules d'actualité. Salut Anthony.
Salut Pierre-Olivier.
Prêt pour cette saison?
Absolument. Deux gars qui critiquent leur fin de semaine vous attendent le mercredi à 10h sur Cheese 94.3.
Tous les mardis à 10h, écoutez Pensez-y bien avec Juliette et Catherine sur les ondes de Cheese. Une émission pour les curieux, pour les connaisseurs, pour les débutants, bref, une émission pour tout le monde. À chaque semaine, on découvre et on décortique un sujet d'actualité ou d'intérêt général avec notre regard de futurs journalistes. Pensez-y bien, tous les mardis à 10h sur les ondes de Cheese 94.3.
Les intellectuels déclassés, ce sont trois animateurs sérieux qui commentent l'actualité et qui, après la pause, se transforment en trois...
Shibam.
Qui discute de la culture web québécoise. La pertinence chevauchant l'absurdité. Une émission 2 en 1, parfaite pour égayer vos soirées les jeudis 19h sur les ondes de Cheese 94.3.
In a matter of weeks, just trying to envision the peak, and that's bleak. The band and getting yourself a gig down the Grand. I know the landlord, Fat Andy, and I bet he'd be up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards and don't get political. I know what that dickhead singer's like. He'll end up in the back of an ambulance with the mic stand rammed up his twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite. Show some respect and listen to my advice, because if you don't challenge me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. Are you listening? I'm actually very nice.
Thank you.
beacon of hope, this once great nation I left is its humour. So be it, through continued mockery, this crackpot country are full of cunts. We'll finally have the last laugh when dragged underwater by the waves of the tumour it formed, and when it fell for the fear-mongering of the National Front's new hairdo. Comes to the inhabitants of this once unstoppable isle, when all of its exports are no longer in style. Are you seriously still trying to kid me that all culture will be just fine when all we've left is knobheads Morris dancing to Sham 69? Go on the ragman or run around the maypole, hijack the sound and stake your claim to it. Every card played is a statement made, and there's always a new scapegoat to blame for it. England, my heart bleeds, why have you abandoned me? Yes, I abandoned you too, but we both know I wasn't the one lied to, and I'm not scared of people who don't look like me, unlike you.
Cease to find by its own stupidity. Does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death.
The last bastion of hope this once great nation had left was good music, but we didn't nurture it, instead choosing to ignore it. Yes, we've been trapped by the same crowd that don't like it, unless they've heard it before, leaving me stuck flogging my progressive dead horse south of the border to the so-so and so's in through and throughs and this and that and buttered bread. I'm proud of it, whose values flit whenever it fucking suits them. And we're supposed to let it slide because the press has normalised the idea that racism is something we should humour. Yeah, the last bastion of hope this once great nation had left is to converse in a manner that will pacify, divide and unite the room. But no one's talking. Rational thought has been forced into submission by the medium through which all of our information is now consumed. Yes, fake news. It's fake news, mate.
This is an insidiously surbound by its own stupidity. It does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death. So bold it is an insidiously surbound by its own stupidity. It does not realize it has already sentenced itself completely to death.
Vous écoutez l'émission Plein son sur The Overload de Yard Hack.
What constitutes a ghetto? Huh? Is it growing your own lettuces in the potholes on the road? Do the locals have to eat them all if they don't sell them? I call potholes concrete meadows of the soul. What constitutes a ghetto fetish? Huh? Is it growing your own lettuces but not filling in the potholes? The local council will be getting an earful, believe me, I call their lug holes concrete bollards to the soul. We all make the same sound when we get mowed down. And there are starving children in Africa, so go send your toy guns to Bosnia.
Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and treat your husband right.
What constitutes real change, huh? Are we even vaguely aware of where we'll terminate the muse? If all offers are final, then how is it even possible for you to be both flush and completely principled? Ah yeah, well, I didn't do any of it for you. I did it for the little boys and girls. From the potholes, hosing off the engine oils. Wax, apples at Christmas, next year they're sniffing glue. All of a sudden, I was blinded by a powerful light.
Take the money, take the money, take the money.
Become rich through continued reward for skilled labor in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things. It appears I have become rich, and since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich.
Rich.
I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. You twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching the business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I fucking love being rich. It appears I have become so rich.
So rich.
It appears I have become so, so rich. I'm literally drowning in it. But no matter how little I've got, I'll never lose the plot. On top of the hill looking out over the valley, you can see for miles and still get shot. The farmer doesn't want his cows getting what the other cows have got. He keeps his livestock stock stuffed in his sock. That's why he's rich. You how tough it really is. Please teach me how to be modest and how to be rich. I've done some terrible things because I'm rich. Looking for opportunities in ventures that are bound to bring the silver rain. Sure, it's a rush being cush, but then again, life is a bitch. I've become so rich, and people hate you for it.
Écoutez l'émission Plein son sur The Overload, The Yard Hack.
I was instrumental. fact, we're creating the company. A founding father of the movement, some say. Had 100 youngsters under my guidance at any one time. Willing to learn, eager to please, and salaried with the implicit threat of an instant dismissal. All legal mind. Hey, meager scraps will turn to prey. But everybody gotta learn sometime, and you learn that the hard way. In the bustling hive of activity, known as my, holy global enterprise.
Can't find in the book a different type of prison for a brand new type of crook.
Hey, meet me, my mind is greedy. Massage my ego and read to me. Store stories from my youth just like the Mino. Colonial overtones, I know. Hey, but so what? I like the plot and the way the colours pop from the page. Don't have to justify my rage. Being a hypocrite does not devalue the merits of the accusations made. Everybody's got dirt on everybody else in this day and age. Mind. Good, too good, good for my age. But if I'm not on the receiving end of never-ending compliments, then my thinking implement is bound to be in a constant state of discontent. And I'm hell-bent on expanding my heaven-sent empire ethically, but not at my own expense, no. Peeking through the hole in the neighbor's fence, it all looks pretty good. Just don't look under the hood. The engine is completely caked in snake oil and old mud. I need something new to pick.
Vous écoutez l'émission Plein son sur The Overload, The Yard Hack.
Kill switch indifference to a liquid narrative. Obviously, I tried writing you out of the will. I just hadn't the guts to lie through my teeth, though only because I'm susceptible to the truth on the bleakest of moons. And though there
there is a beauty in a whole truth, the knotty roots of a shameful past will never let it be. Each new shoot is an escape route, loot the debris. And make no mistake, we are living out our last days in the land of the blind, where the one-eyed man was king until he lost his fucking mind. Hey! Hands into empty pockets, a quick whip round for the long-suffering house band, whilst peace treaties are breached, so we can fuck about half-naked on the beaches of some far-off foreign land. We all get a commemorative 50 pence piece each for the peace treaties breached and the palms greased that are never on the ends of the elbows digging the graves of the deceased. Please, have a seat. I'm gonna show you all a magic trick. It's sort of a surprise. So, if you just lend me that 50 pence piece in your hand and then close your eyes, I'm going to make me and this 50 pence piece disappear.
We'll be right back. that it took to find a beat in the break. The needle combing through the grooves of your mind had already stuck, and so you turn to a friend. You ask them what they had left. They stuck their hand down the back of their pants and said, I think the conversation might be reaching an end. I said, we can't have that.
Ça jase. Venez écouter notre émission sous la forme de podcast les vendredis à 14h. Même si ta matinée a mal débuté, on te promet un sourire en cette fin de journée. Au menu, critiques culturelles, vie universitaire, santé mentale et une bonne séance de jasette. Les vendredis à 14h, dès qu'on presse avant le week-end et surette un petit cocktail, après tout, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Curieux de revenir à l'époque où il y avait de la flûte partout?
Venez nous rejoindre à Recyc Prog pour une super sélection de chansons rock progressives à découvrir et redécouvrir.
On se retrouve tous les jeudis à 14h à Chiz 94.3.
Cet hiver, Guillaume Bédard et son équipe sont de retour pour t'éclairer sur tous les sujets qui te touchent et te préoccupent.
Un phare dans le midi, c'est ta quotidienne d'actualité pour tout savoir et tout comprendre.
Tous les jours en semaine dès midi, écoute Chiz 94.3.
Passe d'abord, c'est bien fait. Le tir est bon.
Vendredi 19h, vos remparts sont en visite au centre Slush Poppy de Gatineau pour affronter les Olympiques. L'avant-match vous sera présenté dès 18h45. Remparts contre Olympique ce vendredi 19h seulement sur les ondes de Chiz 94.3.
Envie d'en apprendre plus sur l'encadrement et sur différents enjeux des cycles supérieurs de l'Université Laval? Tu meurs d'envie de connaître qu'est-ce qui se passe à l'Allier et dans les associations universitaires des cycles supérieurs? Ça tombe bien, l'Allier et Chiz 94.3 ont une émission juste pour toi. Les mardis de 11h30 à midi, écoute Question de savoir pour en apprendre un peu plus sur les enjeux des cycles supérieurs. Disponible aussi sur le chiz.ca et en balado-diffusion.
OK, attention. 1, 2, 3,
Chiz!
Vous êtes de retour à l'émission Plein son sur The Overload.
He was the most handsome in a class of 22, and he knew it early on, so his confidence kept growing. By 13, he had been with every girl deemed worth it to be with in the village, 2 years either side of his birthday. He played football, boy could he play. He played every single day, and he still does. A scout from Crewe Alexander came to watch him once, and they said that they were gonna be in touch. Of the team without ever asking to be, without ever being told, that counts for a lot still, believe it or not. Lo and behold, everyone fell in line behind the hair on his legs and hair on his lip. He was the he could smoke 10 a day and still run faster than that whippet that could lap the racetrack rabbit. He could dabble in the snow, rubbing shoulders with the rabble, and still never ever touch upon a habit. At age 16, he made his choice to stay and got a job selling houses in the village, which by now had become such a desirable place to settle down. It was classed not as a village, but instead as a small town. Fortunately, despite the influx of newcomers, including for the first time a genuine authentic Italian restaurant run by a family of fantastic old school Neapolitans, he was still the best at football and a most handsome man, taking solace in that fact as his little world continued to expand. He was 20, now being with all the girls deemed worth it in the village, 5 years either side of his birthday. But it was time to settle down, and no kiss had ever felt so electric as the first he'd ever felt all those years ago. Though she had never strayed far, hemmed in by his shadow, the torches lining the path of her own dreams had been growing dimmer by the day. And so, faster than a dying star, she cashed in her chips and checked out, settled for him, and subsequently threw all her own ambitions away. Promotion followed, a mortgage, a marriage, a dog and children, a lost conversion, a dead dog and a second home on the Costa del Sol. In the hopes of stoking the coals of two long lost souls, which comes first, counselling or keys in the bowl? Put his own mother in a hole. God made redundant twice, never once was he on the dole. On his vision, room spinning, clutching the curtain, waving from the window. They thought he was grinning. He was grimacing, begging them to notice him, twitching, notice no one is helping him. The grandkids waving through the rear windshield as the big electric gate draws a line in between them. A fine, fine line between benign and malignant. So get yourself checked, book yourself an appointment. So get yourself checked. Town came out to mourn his end. Full house, he would have been so proud, knowing that no one said a bad word about him aloud. He wasn't perfect, he was my friend. He wasn't perfect, but he was one of us. He was one of us. Black bears his full name on a bench by the water's edge, the dates he came and went. Quotes about life and death from a song he'd never heard, because he wasn't too fond of long songs with lots of words.
If I were him, I'd have never left the village either. But I did, and I know full well that there are more handsome men and better footballers out there in Greater Manchester. They would have cut him down to size if they could have, but what good would that do? He bloomed and he grew and grew, and still he was doomed. Same as me, same as you, same as everyone I ever knew. You, sometimes still I think about you, out there, somewhere, floating in the ether. Born died in the wool, never knowing of a belly half full. So many of us just crabs in a barrel, with no feasible means to escape the inevitable cull. There are those that grow thick skins quick for the sake of their sins, and the savvy folk that just keep their mouths shut and take it all on the chin. We collide with each other, we submit and we bare our teeth. We catch fish using giant metal ships and scream with laughter at 4 a.m. staggering home down moonlit country lanes. We cry because children are dying across the sea and there is nothing we can do about it, whilst we benefit from the bombs dropped which we had no part in building. We are sorry, truly we are sorry, we are just trying to get by too.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it. Basically, they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hints of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is. And that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. Peace of mind to know that this will all just carry on with someone else,
someone else.
Something new.
Something new.
No need to be blue.
Everything's already hard.
It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's all right, I've fought more wars than I've had on dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. Pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
Merci d'avoir été avec nous cette semaine pour l'émission Plein son sûr. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour d'autres découvertes.
Pour découvrir les artistes de la ville de Québec, écoute Chiz 94.3.
Écoute local, écoute Chiz.
Hanging on the words you say.
Say,
look who's falling. find you calling. Look who's falling in love again. Look who's talking now, hanging on the words you say.
Thank you. Je pense qu'il n'y a rien de bon qui s'est fait au Québec depuis Men Without Hats? Écoute local. Écoute Cheese 94.3.
I've passed. mon reflet qui me questionne. Mais je n'ai plus envie d'abandonner, de m'abandonner, de t'abandonner.
Écoutez Chiz 94.3 FM à Québec.
Le mois multifestival d'art multidisciplinaire et électronique est de retour. Du 3 au 27 février, visitez les installations à Méduse et à l'espace 400e. Expérimentez la réalité augmentée et les jeux vidéo d'art, découvrez nos offres en ligne et participez à notre volet professionnel. Le mois multi, c'est pour tous. Alors, on s'y voit. Consultez la programmation au moismulti.org.
Vous ou un proche vivez avec une perte de vision? Peu importe où que vous soyez dans votre cheminement, la Fondation INCA est là pour vous. Que ce soit des formations en technologie adaptée, des groupes d'entraide, des activités éducatives pour les jeunes ou du soutien à l'emploi. Nos programmes gratuits permettent aux personnes touchées par la perte de vision de vivre la vie qu'elles ont choisie. Visitez inca.ca ou appelez-nous au 1-800-465-4622.
Sur une distance de 20 verres, la coupe Vanier au bout du pied.
Tirez le balle frappée solidement par White du côté gauche. Ouais. Circuit! Les Capitales qui reprennent les devants!
Pour ton sport local, écoute Chiz 94.3.
Hey, what's up tout le monde, c'est Young G. Je voulais vous inviter à écouter Les Architectes du son, émission 100% rap. C'est du lundi au vendredi dès 17h30 sur les ondes de Chiz 94.3 FM. Personnellement, je serai là tous les vendredis avec vous pour faire découvrir des gros sons. Donc, manquez pas ça, Les Architectes du son.
Vendredi 11 février 2022, ici Alex Bayergeon et bienvenue au deuxième service du Réchaud. Bon vendredi sur les ondes de Chiz 94.3 à Québec et de CFAC 88.3 à Sherbrooke, vos radios universitaires. préférés. Content de vous retrouver à nouveau cette semaine. Passons tout de suite à l'actualité locale. Et ce qui est bien avec le fait que l'actualité locale, c'est international pas mal aussi. Ce qui est bien avec le fait que les Jeux olympiques sont dans la nuit, du moins diffusés dans la nuit, il n'y a pas de chance que ça change beaucoup entre la diffusion du midi et la diffusion du soir. Donc, je veux y aller du tableau des médailles.